Shabbat Shalom. So good to see you here. How y'all doing? Okay, good. Yeah. So I'm still in the south. It's good. Everybody understands how y'all doing. So today is very interesting day. Let's look at the scriptures and we will open many places of scripture today and we will see very interesting subjects, very interesting theme from today's Torah portion. So today is Shmini Atzeret, the last day. The last great day of Sukkot, eighth day of Sukkot. It was on this very day that Yeshua said his famous words that changed the lives of millions of people. You remember, it's the John chapter 7, verse 37. On the last day and greatest day of the feast, it was on Sukkot, Yeshua stood up and cried out loudly, "If anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink." So it was actually on this day, the last, the greatest day of Sukkot. There is an amazing statement in the chapter of the Torah which is read on Shmini Atzeret. It speaks of the animal sacrifices which were once made to the Lord on these days, during the days of Sukkot. And let's open Deuteronomy chapter 15, verse 21. Can we open with us, please, with me, Deuteronomy chapter 15, verse 21. And very important part here. We need to remember this place of scripture and we need to apply it to our daily life, into our daily life. It is about a sacrificial animal that's supposed to be presented before the Lord. "But if it has any blemish, if it is a lame or blind or has any serious blemish, you are not to sacrifice it to Adonai, your God." So I want to stop here for 1 second and please think about it. Anything that has problems or defect, we cannot present it to the Lord. The Lord wants the best from us, the best of the best. "A sacrifice to God without blemish, a perfect sacrifice." Let's say together, perfect sacrifice. You know, our Lord, He's perfect. He's holy. And everything's supposed to be perfect that we want to bring to Him. And I know that we are not perfect people, but we need to try to do our best to Him. He is our Lord. Remember that the covenant of Sinai calls for animals without blemish and spot, the best animals of the flock. With that in mind, let's see what sacrifice Yeshua tells us to bring in the new covenant. And we know that many times people use the idea of grace or mercy, like, you know, in the wrong direction. So, because I'm covered by the grace, it means that I don't need to do anything. I'm okay with it. And if I have something I don't need, I can present it to the Lord. And because of grace, everything's fine, everything's super, He is not mad at me, so good deal with the Lord. But this is wrong approach. We are in the new covenant. We are living in the time of Yeshua's rulership over us. And He's our King. And if in the past covenant we were to bring the best of the best, in the Brit HaChadashah time, today, let's read what we require to bring to the Lord. It is interesting place of scripture. Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2. Please open it with me and let's look what kind of sacrifice the Lord requires from us. What does He want from us today? It is Romans 12, verse 1 and 2. And I don't want to disturb anyone, but it is true. It is here in the scriptures. Yeah, it is here. "I urge you, therefore, brothers and sisters." And you know this word, "I urge you." What does it mean in English? Can you help me, please? If you are online, please, can you type it for me? What does it mean to verse urge you? Encourage you. Do this. It's important to do this, yeah? It is an importance to do. It is very important thing to do. I urge you, therefore, brothers and sisters, by the mercies of God. So mercy of God does not give us like relaxation in it. It is helps us to do that by the mercy of the Lord. To present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service. Once again, I urge you, therefore, brothers and sisters, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your spiritual sacrifice. It is not anymore the animal. It is not anymore one day per week or three times per year when we go to Jerusalem to bring special sacrifices. It is whole our life. It is our bodies. We purchased by the blood of Yeshua from the kingdom of darkness into kingdom of light. It is new life. And I can tell you, we not belong to ourselves anymore. We are purchased. Mazel tov. Mazel tov. Mazel tov. We belongings of the Lord. He is our master. He is our king. So today is Shabbat. It is day for him. But what about tomorrow? Is it his day or not? For sure. What about Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday? Maybe Friday. Friday also for the Lord. Because you completely belong to him. Me and you, we are together, part of his body. And he's our king and our ruler. So with this in mind, can you imagine our life? Our life as a children of God, as a people of God, as the servants of God. He is our master and he has all the rights to be our master. He paid a great price. So why do we want to follow the Lord? Today I want to speak about our motivation. Why do we want to follow the Lord? To be a living sacrifice. And he doesn't want to have death sacrifice. He wants to have a living sacrifice. Joyful, full of life, full of Holy Spirit. Why do we want to give our lives to him? What is the power that draws us closer to the Lord? I remember when I came to the Lord, not because I was afraid of him, but he catched me because of his love to me. He really touched my heart by his mercy and his love. When I understood how much he loves me, it's changed my life forever. You know, sometimes you can try to scare somebody and he will obey you for some period of time until he sees you. You know, I have a cat at home and, you know, if I want to do him to do something, But, you know, it's up to some moment when I turn away from him. And then he feels freedom to do what he wants to do. The Lord catch my heart by his love. And I want to follow him because he loves me first. My response to him, yes, Lord, you love me so much. And I want to love you because of your love to me. I truly believe that one of the most important reasons, the pure motive is our love to the Lord. This is why we are following him. We follow him yesterday, we follow him today, and we will follow him tomorrow because we love him so much. We love him so much, so deeply with all our hearts. When I read today's Torah readings, I see one interesting place so clearly. It is in Deuteronomy chapter 15, verse 16 and verse 17. And let's open together. Deuteronomy 15, 16, 17. It is about a servant who is supposed to be released on seventh year in Jerusalem, in Israel. So this is the time to release all the slaves, all the servants in Israel. And this is the moment, verse 16. Now if he tells you, you're supposed to release him. It is their year of freedom. But now if he tells you, I will not go away from you, because he loves you and your household, since he is well off with you. Verse 17. Then you are to take an owl and put it through his ear to the door, and he will be your servant forever. And he will be your servant forever. What to do with the servant who said, I don't want to leave you. I want to stay with you. It is good here. I love your place. I love you. I love your children. I want to be part of your life. What to do with it? You know, you and I are the people who said to the Lord, it is good to be in your house. It is good to be in your house. We want to be yours forever. I know we can go wherever we want, but we want to be with you, Lord. We want to be with you. Be our Lord. Be the master of our destinies. Lead us, and guide our children. Be our King of Kings. When I read this place, it reminds me so much of a passage from the New Testament. And let's open together. It's John chapter 6. I promise we will open many places of Scripture. And we have only 50 pages. It's very quick, like we need to read it more and more. So, I'm joking. So, let's open John 6, verse 66. From this time, many of his disciples, Yeshua's disciples, left and quit walking with him. Can you imagine? He is the Master. He is the Lord of Lords. He is the Messiah. And he said something that they could not hold anymore. It was too much for them. And many of the people, they left him. So Yeshua said to the 12 of his disciples, you don't want to leave also, do you? It's a good question. I mean, can you imagine to hear this question from our Messiah? Do you want to leave us? Do you not want to leave me? Do you? Simon Peter answered him, and this is answer that really is in my heart. Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. We have trusted and have come to know that you are the Holy One of God. Lord, don't say this to us. Where are we going? We don't want to go anywhere. It is good in your home. We want to be servants forever, Lord. We want to be your children. What a reminder for us that the only true reason to follow the Lord is love to him. Let's say together, love him. Love him. Where we go, Lord? We don't want to go anywhere. We love you so much. We are here because we love you. Yeah, we are afraid of the Lord. He is the Lord. He is the Master. But we love him so much. This is why we are here. You know, I just want to remind us very important truth. Always return to the first love. Let's say together, always return to the first love. I believe it's our constant battle in our lives to be able to always return, do tshuva, to our first love. At the moment when you think that everything's okay with you, probably you are going somewhere in different direction. In the moment when you realize that you need to have the first love, it is the love of the Lord towards you. The Lord is speaking to your heart. Do not think that you have already achieved everything or that you have arrived at the goal. It is not true. Do not get used to God as though he is just part of everyday routine. He is not a part of your routine. He is your beloved one. Do not become religious, following of self-imposed rules. Do not become religious. He is a living God. He is a living Lord. But rather depend on love as the driving force of your faith. And you know how much meaning there is in that word. How much meaning in the word love here. So let's look for a moment into life and the teaching of Rabbi Shaul. He is a great one, great example for us. So he was a Jew, we know it, who was raised in the strict traditions. He was a Pharisee who learned from Rabbi Gamliel. Straight, he was his Talmidim. The most famous rabbi of his time, Rabbi Gamliel. So here's the poll. So he had so much to be proud of. But let's look at his approach, his things about it. So Galatians chapter 5, verse 6. And remember, he's a Pharisee. He's the best student of Rabbi Gamliel, closest to him. So his approach, Galatians 5, 6. For in Messiah Yeshua, neither circumcision or uncircumcision has any meaning, but only trust and faithfulness expressing itself through love. Let's say together, through love. Which means our faith, our trust to the Lord, based upon our love to Him. Simple but powerful truth. Rabbi Shaul goes even farther in his teaching when he wrote that without God's love we are empty. And I want to look at 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 1. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 1. And you know this place of scripture. If I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, can you imagine? You can speak tongues of men, you know, all the nations of the world. You're supposed to be a very smart guy or very talented. And also speak tongues of angels. So you're supposed to be a very supernatural guy, moving in the power of the Lord. But have not love, I have become a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. You know, noisy gong. Sometimes it's good to hear one time, bum, two time, bum, bum. But if it's all day, 2 days, 3 days, oh, it is difficult to hear. If I have the gift of prophecy and know all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have all faith so as to remove mountains, but have not love, I am nothing. Can you imagine this statement? All miracles, all powers, prophecies, but no love, I am nothing. If I give away that I own, and if I hand over my body so I might boast, but have not love, I gain nothing. We know this, and we can read about love. What does it mean to love? It's verse 4 until verse 8. So love, it's so important part of our life. Love to God, love of God. Especially in these times, because we live in end times, we need to experience this love and to redistribute God's love. Without it, we cannot keep our faith. I believe our faith, and Scripture says, moved through our love to the Lord. In fact, it is very difficult to explain what it means to love God, because such love is so complex and so deep. So it is very important to love the Lord. So I want to read one interesting place of Scripture. It is in Romans chapter 5, verse 5. Very interesting place of Scripture. I truly believe that true love of God can be poured inside of us only through the Holy Spirit. Yeah, we can love the Lord somehow, but only the Spirit of God can revive us and can revive our love to Him. 5:5, Romans 5:5. And hope does not disappoint, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Ruach HaKodesh, who was given to us. So, love of God was poured in our hearts through the Ruach HaKodesh, who was given to us. I remember my first time when I first time opened my heart to the Lord. Actually, it was once and forever. And I hope it will be tomorrow and every day of my life. I remember when I opened my heart and His love poured into my life. It's changed everything. I remember my tears. I remember deepness of my repentance before the Lord, because I understood His love to me. And it's also only possible through the Holy Spirit. So if you have lack of love or you don't feel love, it's a good thing to ask that Holy Spirit will fill you with His presence. Because in His presence, there's fullness of love towards the Lord and also towards others. Yeah. Especially when you can't forgive somebody, it's a good time to ask for Holy Spirit to fill you with His forgiveness, to give you His love. You can truly love the Lord only when you know Him. And without the Holy Spirit, we cannot come close to God. The Holy Spirit, He led us to the Lord. Just consider for a moment that the Holy Spirit Himself actually lives in the hearts of God's child. So, let's think how to love God. What does that mean to us? And I would like to open this couple places of scriptures to see what does it mean to love the Lord. And I know I can't explain everything because it will require hours and hours of our time together. But very quickly, firstly, it is very important to understand that love of God is not based on human feelings because they're as changeable as an ocean shore. Our feelings are very changeable. Do you have ever experienced like this? You woke up with such a feeling of love that you were ready to give your spouse the moon and the stars. You love her so much. I mean, everything's fine. You have good night sleep. You ate good at evening. You wake up in the morning and you love her. Like, everything yours, my dear. Everything yours. But in the course of events and in the thickness of feelings, something went wrong. You had a disagreement and suddenly your sunny day turned cloudy and gray. And now you feel so terrible. You don't feel so much love anymore. I mean, in your feelings. It is quiet here, looks like. I mean, is it my problem or... No, thank you so much. Yeah. Fortunately, a good marriage is built on much more than our feelings. It is built on a mutual decision, on a covenant for life, and it's sealed by God's own covenant. We are lucky because our marriages and our relationship with the Lord built not upon our feelings. They're very changeable, but built upon love and upon our covenant with the Lord. Whenever our feelings throw us for a loop, we have the power and strength to stop it, to repent, to reconcile, and can experience a miracle as our feelings of love returns to us like a naughty puppy. After our decisions, everything changed, and even our feelings coming back to us after our decision. And again, we feel our love for each other with new strength. But the point is that we need to understand how our feelings work. They need to be protected because they can be irrational. And therefore, although certainly important, they cannot serve as the foundation of our love to the Lord. Our love based not upon feelings, but based upon our covenant with the Lord. So therefore, God's love built upon first a covenant with God. Let's say together, covenant with God. Covenant is inner unshakable decision to be faithful to the Lord. I mean, when I take this ring on my finger, it is forever. I mean, not forever for sure, until I live in this world. This is my decision. In my heart, when I received Tefillah with the Lord, I promised the Lord to be faithful to Him, despite of anything. And even if my feelings are doing something strange today, they're not influenced my decision, because I decided to follow the Lord. Let's say together, I decided to follow the Lord. Simple. But really important, specifically now, people so much, you know, so depend upon feelings, so dependable.
So, the second thing, first is the covenant with God. The second, deeds of love. We need to do deeds of love. Do you feel it or not? We are committed to the Lord to do His will. Let's say amen. Action that show and prove our love, built on our relationships. So I have a question to wives. Wives, would it be enough if your husbands constantly repeated to you that he loves you, but did nothing else? I mean, in the morning, I love you, I love you, I love you. Dear, can you help me? No, I can't, because I love you. Can you help me? My feelings overwhelming me, I can't help you. Can you go to work and bring some money? You know, oh, my love, I can't. I love you so much. You know, after a week this awful, difficult life with your husband, probably you would say, this is not love, something else. The same is with the Lord. Lord, I love you. Lord, I love you. Lord, I love. Yes, and what's next? Lord, I don't have time. I love you. Yeah, I know, but would you mind to do something for me? Can you just a little bit move today and do something that I ask you to do? But I love you, Lord. Yeah. And only then, on feelings that bring freshness to our relationship with God. So covenant, deeds of love, and then feelings. Feelings always follow decisions and actions. And they follow our decisions and actions. I want to read one very important place of Scripture, because this is what says what I just shared with you. It's in Revelation chapter 2, verse 3 to 5. This is actually confirmation with what I shared with you right now. Revelation 2, 3 to 5. You have perseverance and have endured for my name's sake, and you have not grown weary. But this I have against you, that you have forsaken your first love. Remember then from where you have fallen. Repent and do the deeds you did at first. If not, I will come to you and remove your menorah from its place, unless you repent. So good things, perseverance, doing good stuff, but forsook about first love. It is very important to remember our roots of love, roots of our faith in the Lord. You know, sometimes when I see big tree, beautiful tree, and it's fallen because of wind, and all the roots are, you know, outside, I understand this is sometimes life of some people who believe in the Lord, but without deep roots, deep commitment to the Lord. It's very easy to fail when the wind, when the temptation come. So, very important thing to remember, to understand. So first, this place of Scripture, how to come back, how to repent, how to come back to first love. First, remember, let's say it together, remember. Remember. So it requires our time with the Lord. It requires our time to spend in the Holy Spirit, because He will help us to remember this first love. We need to stop. We need to have quiet time. We need to have our mountain. We need to have time with the Lord. Lord, please remind me. I want to have this first love. Looks like I'm somewhere else now. I don't feel good now, Lord. Please help me to see. And the Lord, Holy Spirit, by His grace, He begins to show you things. He's able. Only He is able. It's very important. I found very interesting that the Lord is often remind us and show us what we need to change in our lives when we spend time with Him. He will never condemn us or judge us. He will gently speak to us, convict us, and lead us into His path. Spend time with the Lord. The second, repent. Let's say repent. Tshuva. What I said, remember, it means that renew your covenant with the Lord. Renew your deep roots with the Lord. Say, Lord, I promise to follow you. Remind me, I want to follow you. The second thing, repent. Repent, it's not just say, but change your way of thinking and doing things. Start doing His way, will. There is only one correct response to His conviction, repentance, shuva, returning to the path of following God and fulfilling His will in your life. And third thing, do deeds of love. It is here, in this place of Scripture. Repent and do the deeds you did at first. This is the way to restore your first love. Repentance. Spend time with the Lord. Start doing His job. And I know something very interesting. Then your feelings for sure will come to you and renew you. Yeah, I want to finish. We conclude with Deuteronomy chapter 4. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love Adonai your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength. Amen.